Walker's election campaign has released a new commercial. In the ad, the governor ticks off a list of things he says he's accomplished since taking office in January 2011, including an item brought about by his curb on collective bargaining.
Because public employees now contribute to their health and pension benefits, we're able to put more money back into the classroom, increase funding for health care for our seniors, and keep thousands of firefighters, police officers, and teachers on the job.
Walker exempted police and firefighter unions from the collective bargaining crackdown. Before Walker became governor, thousands of public employees did pay a smaller amount towards their health insurance and pensions. And Democrats say the governor cut state aid to many school districts. The state Democratic Party responded to Walker by highlighting a video released late last week by a liberal group. The video shows the governor talking to the editorial board of the Oshkosh Northwestern in October of 2010. The then Milwaukee County executive was asked if state employees contributing to their pension plan would be collectively bargained.
Yeah, you still have to negotiate. I did at the county as well, where I've had some of my employee unions have agreed to it, others have not.
Political scientists say it's unclear if ads and videos will sway undecided voters in the recall election, or if topics like the state jobs picture in coming months or the John Doe probe into Walker's former county employees will play a bigger role. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.